All these doors, the main purpose was because you had to get into the garden. See, even though now true, you're coming back from the garden into the house, but the equal purpose of this door was to go out to the garden. Therefore, it's considered like le'avir to the space outside, and therefore you put them in a mezuzah. The Kopon the Gemara said that Abaye v'Rava Avdi k'Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. Abaye v'Rava both held like Rabbi Rabbi Yosef, that they hold that if you go mibayis legino, everybody holds that you put them. The Machlokes was coming in. That's the way Abaye v'Rava, they also did like Rabbi Rabbi Yosef. However, Rav Ashi oved k'Rabbi Shmuel l'chumra. But Rav Ashi held like Rav and Shmuel, and they say no, that everybody holds Megino, Labayis, everybody holds that Yechayiv. How about it's called the Bia de Bayisu? The Machlokes is only going from the house to the garden outside. And the word says, V'hilchusso, that's like the Locha, Rav and Shmuel, L'chumra. The Locha is like Rav and Shmuel, L'chumra, that in all cases, you're Mechuyiv in the Mezuzah. Pshitu, when you come into the house, about that Pesach is called the Pesach into the house, that you're Mechuyiv in the Mezuzah. And even going outside, that's good for the machlokes, and they're also paskin the chumra. That even going from your house out to the garden, also you mechuyev in a mezuzah. So ma'is, in all these cases, it's considered you mechuyev in a mezuzah. Since the ma'is is considered like an extension from your house, that's the way you go from your house into the garden, therefore you mechuyev in a mezuzah. And like Rashi says, umatzrich mezuzah l'tavayu, on both entrances you need a mezuzah, the Svirma Krabyesi, also Krabyesi, the Chumra, that you have to have a mezuzah. Now the Gemara says, Itmo, not like this. Lul Pesuach min Abayis Laliyah. You have a little hole, let's say like an attic. On top of the attic there's a hole, there's an entrance. The kids have to go upstairs. They used to have, let's take a hole in the roof, and you from one on your roof, going up to the attic. So, and you had a door on the bottom of the stairway, and you had a door on top of the stairway. So that's called the Lul Pesuach Min Abayis Aliyah. There was this entrance going from downstairs to upstairs. Some Rav Huna says, Im Yesh Lo Pesach Echod Chayv Mezuzachas. There's only one doorway downstairs, put the mezuzah there. Im Yesh Lo Deis Pesachim, if there are two doors, means one downstairs, one upstairs, Chayv B'Shtei Mezuzas. Both doorways are Mechuyev in a mezuzah. So Mor says, Omer Rapapa says, Shema Mina Midi Rav Huna. I hear from Rav Huna, said, Hi in Drunya, if you have a room, the Isle Arba Bovi, it has four entrances, four different doors to the room, Chai B'Yaba Mezuzas, that all four doors are Mechuyev in a mezuzah. Just like here, there's like one stairway, and there are two doorways to the stairways. So he's saying now both doors need a mezuzah. The same thing would be with one room, if you have four entrances into the room, all four doors need a mezuzah, and that's talocha. So Mor says, Pshit, of course, why not? So Mor says, the chiddush is, Af agav derogo b'chad. Even though mainly you only use one door as the main entrance. But still, since all the doors could be used, and are used sometimes, therefore all the doors are mechuyev in a mezuzah. So really, this is a little bit of a kasha on Rashi's pshat. The Rashi before learned, holach achar rogo means if you have two doors to one room, and one you use very often, and one not so often, only the door you use often is mechuyev in a mezuzah. And here we're saying, no, all four doors are mechuyev in a mezuzah. So Rashi answers himself, and Rashi says, when do we say before that you go bus to the rogel? Only if you only have two doors. Then you go bus to the rogel. Like the other one is bottle to the one that's rogel. But if you have three doors, we don't say three is bottle to one door. So even though out of these four doors now, one you use mainly, and the other three is only used sometimes, we cannot say that three becomes bottle to one. Therefore the din is, all four is mechuyev in a mezuzah. Now the Gemara says, Amar Ameimah says, Hai Pischa, Tiakana Chai B'Mezuzah. If you have an entrance, a doorway at the corner of the room, at the corner itself is where the door is, so you mechuyev in a mezuzah. So Amar Rav Ashlam Ameimah, for less late simen, l'chur at the corner there are no doorposts. It's just the wall ends there. That's all, the two walls end there at the corner, and you come in through the corner there. But there are no doorposts there. Screw, there are no mezuzahs, so why are you saying mechuyev in a mezuzah? Well, Malaysia said back to him, listen, Ode Psimi, here I'll show you where the doorposts are. The Farshman said the Pshat is that the wall itself, where the wall ends, that's considered like a Psimim. That itself is considered like a Pesach, like a mezuzah, you'd be mechuyev in a mezuzah there. And Rashi says, The ends of the door of the walls, they themselves are fitted the psimim. So in this case, where it's not an open fourth side altogether, if the fourth side is open altogether, then avada, the walls of the room is not called a mezuzah. But here it's called the two walls come to an end, like just at the corner, it's an open space there. So ma'aseh, the two ends of the walls are considered like two mezuzahs. Then you have to have a lentil, a mashkov going across on top, and then you'll be mechuyev in a mezuzah. Tavi Gemara says, Rav Papa ikloy levei mashmuel. Rav Papa went into Mashmuel's house. Chos Yehu Piskri saw a certain doorway to a heavenly elap potsimechud. There was only one doorpost there, and it was on the left side, mismaila. It was on the left side. The right side of this entrance did not have a doorpost at all. It was like the wall extended. And in the middle of the wall, there's like an entrance. There's no doorpost there. The Yavud lay mezuzah, and still Mashmuel had a mezuzah there. So Amalei, so Rav Papa said to him, Kaman, who do you want to hold like Mashmuel? Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir Shita, but still it's a kasha. Hey, Madiyam Rav Meir, when does Rav Meir say that with one doorpost, he's still mechuyev in a mezuzah? Miyamin, only if that doorpost is on the right side. But Mishmuel Malam, Miyamar, if the doorpost is on the left side, I never said it. So here that your doorpost is on the left side, not on the right side, avat yipata for the mezuzah, and that's what we paskin. Zumur says, "Mahi, where does the machlekes remain the chachamim?" The Tanya learned like this: the pasuk says, "Al mezuzas beisecho." So the word beisecho means biascha, the way you enter your house, with mina yamin on the right side of the doorway. That's where you have to put the mezuzah. So atoyim mina hayamin, you tell me it means the right side. Maybe mezuzah goes on the left side. Talmud the pasuk says no beisecho. Says beisecho your house. So we'll soon see the Gemara's question like, so what? My Talmuda, how do I see from this pasuk beisecho that you have to put it on the right side? Maybe still beisecho just means coming into your house, even on the left side also. Maybe the left side is also kosher la mezuzah. How do we know only on the right side? So Rabbi says the pshat is derech biyosecho. The way a person comes into the house is min hayamin. Usually a person moves his right leg first to come into the house. A person moves his right leg first, so therefore that's the leg that you come into the house with. It's considered you're coming in the right side first, your right is coming in first. Could be that's due to the fact that most people are righties, so therefore your right leg comes in first. So even though by tefillin we go both each person himself, that's because there the tefillin goes on your goof. But here the mezuzah is on the bayis, it's a closed shayla, which side of the door? So about rope problem, people come in on the right side first, the right leg comes in first, therefore the pshat from beisecha means you're right. So you have to put the mezuzah on the right side. So our koponim, the right side has to have the mezuzah, has to have the doorpost. If it's only on the left side, but the right side doesn't have a doorpost, you put them in a mezuzah. Rav Shmuel bar Acho, Kaimed Rav Papa Mishmeid, the Rova bar Ulam Miyoch, he says the digas from this pasuk, that I see derech beisecha always means the right. The pasuk says in Malachim, Vayikach yoyod ha'kayin aroin echod. Vayikach chur b'dalto. He made a hole in its delis. Vayitu noisa itzla mizbeach. He put it near the mizbeach. Miyamin b'voyish b'esasem. On the right side where people come in. V'nosnu shoma ha'kanim shermi yasaf eskola kesef. Hamuva b'esasem. And that's where the shermi, the watchman, put all the silver of the b'es amigdash. So koponim, you see clearly where they do it. On the right side it says miyamin b'voyish Hashem. Mashma, the way you come into the base, the way you come into house, is always the right side. Now the Gemara says, my Rav Meir, but still, where's Rav Meir Shita that holds even with one mezuzah, still your mechuyev rabbis on the right side? The Tanya will learn like this. What's going to be if you have a bayis, you have a house, shein le'ela patzimecha, there's only one doorpost to this room. So Rabbi Meir mechayev the mezuzah. Meir says, yes, that one doorpost is chayev with the mezuzah. The Chomim point, the Chomim say no, mezuzahs mean you have to have two doorposts. If you only have one, you put them in a mezuzah. So my time with the Rabbanim, what's the reason of the Rabbanim? Mezuzah is ksiv. It says the word mezuzah is with a vav plural. Mashmah, you have to have two doorposts to the entrance, to that Pesach. Such a Pesach is mechuyev with a mezuzah. If only one mezuzah, you put them. My time with the Rabbanim, what's the reason of the Rabbanim? The time is going like this. Mezuzah is true, the Pesach says mezuzahs. Is Shemeya ni miyat mezuzah shtayim? The Chorai here, like the Rabbanan Taka, that mezuzah should mean two. That you have to have at least two doorposts on the entrance to be mechayev with a mezuzah. But kishuayim mezuzahs the parasha shniya, it says the word mezuzahs in another parasha. Shein tam leim, I don't have to have it. It says mezuzah a second time. If so, have a ribu yachar ribu, it's like a double time that it says it, and the klal is v'yein ribu yachar ribu yelo lamayit. It's a miyut. The what? Miyut ha'kosel le'mezuzah achas. Tiber Rabbi Shmuel, these are words of Rabbi Shmuel. He will learn out, it's enough to have just one mezuzah. In other words, as long as there's one doorpost there, you're still mechuyev the mezuzah, and we'll soon see it has to be on the right side, like we had before the drasha. Be'secha derech b'yosecha, the ikum makum where they put the mezuzah is always on the right side of the entrance. These are the words of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Kiva says like this, hey, Nesarach, I do not need this limud from the second time it says the word mezuzahs to say it to Ribrach Haribui, rather like this. Kishuayim, when the Pasuk says in Shemais by the Korban Pesach that you should put the dam al hamashka fi yashtei hamezuzahs, says the word shtei hamezuzahs. So the Chur Hashem, Talmud Leim Shtei, the Pasuk does not have to say the word shtei. I know myself mezuzahs means two, that you put on both doorposts. Is so matam loy mishtei. Why does it have to say the word shtei mezuzahs over here? Is there bon av? Is it binyan av that kol makom shenema mezuzahs? Wherever it says the word mezuzahs, enu el achas. It only means one. Achi porot lachak kosef shtayim. The Tzitzit Torah says clearly two, like it says over here by the Korban Pesach. So in other words, here it's a limud that by mezuzah, where it says the word al mezuzahs pesecha, it means even though you only have one doorpost, one side post, still you mechuyev in a mezuzah. As long as it's on the right side. Turn around, bottom, what like this? The Pasuk says, Uchsavtam. Supposed to write the mezuzah. It says, Uchsavtam, al mezuzah is beisecho. Is Yochel, I would have thought to say, Yichosvenu al havonim. Maybe you could write a mezuzah on stone. Maybe to write on stone is also called a ksiva. As long as you write the mezuzah. Nemakan ksiva. It says the word ksiva over here. Or v'nem al halan ksiva. It says over there ksiva. Uchsavtum. So therefore, ma lahalon ala sefer, zavkan ala sefer. Here also, it has to be davkan ala sefer. The rest of the costs of law sefer means write a sefer Torah. But just like the ksiva sefer Torah is on a cloth, who would do the mezuzah also has to be on a cloth. So that's how we know it cannot, that's how I know it cannot be on stone. So one says, maybe no, or a cloth of the mezuzah, let's turn this way. Nema kan ksiva, v'nema lahalon ksiva, says all the place also. It says, v'chosavtum al halavonim. Says in the Vorm Chav Zayin, if so, Ma'al Alan Al Havonim was a special mitzvah there to write the Torah on stone, is maybe also the mezuzah is also Avkan Al Havonim. So maybe you're allowed to write the mezuzah on a stone. So Niru Lamidoim, let's see where it's better to learn out from. The Rabbah that the Svar should be better, Donim Ksiva and Heges Ladurus, a Sefer Torah, Miksiva and Heges Ladurus from a mezuzah. So Rabbah that's more Mesavatan and a mezuzah from a Sefer Torah, that they're both Noig Ladurus for future generations. And therefore, both of them need a sefer, need a cloth, need a piece of parchment. But v'yein donim siva and heneges l'derus, I should not learn out hilchus mezuzah, that's knowing for the future generations, miksiva shenin heneges l'derus. From this passage that it says, uchsav t'al havonim, which was not knowing l'derus, it was only a special siva at that time, not for the future generations. Ukumoy shenem al, just like it says over there, v'yoyim alehem. Rashi says, we'll learn now from this passage that it has to be written also b'diyoy with ink, like it says in Yom Yom, it says, I'm going to write it on a sefer on parchment with yoy with an ink. So learn now from here also, Rashi says, that about the mezuzah has to be written also on parchment with ink. Oh, Malay Ravacha, Bered, the Rabbi Ravashi, Rachmona Omer al mezuzahs. V'yato mato nele ksiva ksiva. Chura Torah says uksavtam al mezuzahs. So Chura Torah says write it on the mezuzah, means on the doorpost itself. So Chura, whatever the doorpost is made from, that's what you're supposed to write the mezuzah on. So how could you tell me that you're learning that from the Sefer Torah, it should be written b'davka on a cloth. So where it says on makrova, the pasuk also says uksavtam, which we dashin ksiva tama, that you have to have a complete ksiva. Rashi says v'yein ksiva tama leitzav yavonim. El Allah Sefer. The only way to write a complete good Sefer with all the Yosis the right way is only on a cloth, not on wood, or not on a stone. You cannot have a Ksiva Tama there. So therefore, since the Pasuk says Uchsavtam, the Pshat is first write it on a piece of parchment the right way. For Hoda, then Allah Mezuzahs. And then you'll bang the Mezuzah onto the doorpost, onto the Mezuzahs. Samar says, now that it says the word of Saftam, meaning the tama, that you cannot do that on stone, if so, why do I need to leave a bechlal of ksiva ksiva from a sefer Torah? Pshit, it has to be written on parchment in order to have a good ksiva. Samar says like this, Elav gzeira shavu, now without the gzeira shavu ksiva ksiva, however, I mean, I would have thought to say like this, lichtavu avona, stam, write it on a stone the best you could, and velik for a sefer, and then put that, and put it onto the doorpost. Is kamash mullah now that it has to be written on a piece of parchment. So Rashi says the havamina would have been lichtavu avona, means yichokuka besakin alavonim, to have the ksiva tama. Also, you should hollow it out like with a knife, chop it out on the stone, which that also may be considered a ksiva tama. And after you put it on the stone, then put the stone on the doorpost. So that's why I still need the gzera shava, ksiva ksiva. It has to be done to a sefer Torah that's written on a cloth. So you have to write a mezuzah on a cloth, and after you write it on a piece of parchment, then you put that on the mezuzah, it's on the doorpost of your entrance. Now it says in the Mishnah, Arba Parshia Shabbat Tefillin Makvizu Wizu, Tafilu Ksavechet Miakpon. That the four Parshias in the Tefillin, you have to have all four Parshias, and even if you're missing just one ois of the Tefillin, it's possible. So when it says Pshita, of course, Avadet, it's not called Ksiv if you're missing an ois. Amrav Yudah Marav, Lenitzachet Alakutsa Shayud. The Mishnah means to say, even though you have a Yud, but it does not have a Kutz, means the left side of the Yud does not come downwards, it has to be bent over, come downwards. That's called Kutsa Shayud. That is possible. So Morris says, well, not Pshita, it's also Pshita. That since that's the Tzura of a Nois, of a Yud, that's where the Yud has to be. That Yud has to come downwards on the left side of it. So Pshita, if you don't have it that way, it's possible. So that's not the Chiddush of the Mishnah either. So Morris says, true, Lenitzuchel Aliyidot Rav Yudah. The Mishnah's Chiddush is the other Lach of Rav Yudah. The Yom Rav Yudah, Rav Yudah says, Om Rav, name of Rav. That kolois shen gvil mukavlo miyaba ruchayse apsula. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. That every ois of tefillin has to be surrounded by a blank piece of parchment. In other words, if one ois is touching another ois, even though it's nikah the two ois, the psula is, it's not mukav gvil, it's not surrounded by parchment. Every ois, a din in the ois is that the ois itself has to be surrounded by parchment. That the ois cannot go to the top of the parchment, cannot go to the bottom, to the side. There has to be mukav gvil. So this halacha we would not know if not for the chiddush of our Mishnah. That's the Mishnah means to say, afilu ksavecha means even this halacha, which has to do with the ksav, that the ksav of every ois has to be mukav gvil, that's also likuva. That if one ois is touching another ois, it's possible because it's not called mukav gvil.